Stay with the story and have a look at the humanitarian efforts which are now being pulled together to help the survivors. We're joined by Dr. Intia Suleiman, founder of Gift of the Givers. Dr. Suleiman, a very good evening to you. As always, you are among the first to announce that you were heading to Boksburg. How big a team have you deployed?
Good evening, Temikele. It wasn't necessary to employ a very big team. There were several stages to look at. The first one was, you know, working together with the authorities, and of course, at the outset, we must compliment the Gauteng Health Department, the fire services, the emergency services, the healthcare workers, the staff, and the neighboring community who were exceptional in responding very, very quickly to assist those affected. We followed the system of working with the emergency services and see what they require. So at the outset, we offered to send in ambulances to move, transfer the injured patients or the burned patients to our hospitals. They had managed, they were fine, they had done an excellent job. We then offered medical teams, our volunteers were prepared to come from throughout the country, burn specialists and specialists in all types of skills were prepared to come from different hospitals to assist at that hospital, but even then too, they said they were fine. Then the third requirement, which they asked for specifically, was burn shields, burn dressings, scrape bandages, anesthetics, analgesia, machines to deliver the analgesia. They said they may require to buy special types of nutritional feeds depending on the degree of burns of patients and what support they require. And with all those things, the challenge was to get it done before 12 o'clock because today is the last day where the medical companies close and you're only going to see them around the first week of January. So we had specialist medical teams working in all those sectors and we managed to procure all those essential items and we delivered a number of them to the hospital this morning to be used for the patients.
Are you looking at ongoing involvement in the treatment of the people who were injured and perhaps even assisting people nearby who may have been affected in other ways?
Yeah, yes, well, we don't step on the toes of the healthcare workers. We've made it clear to the heads of departments in the different hospitals where the patients have gone to and to OR Tambo Hospital itself that if they require any backup supplies, if there's a shortage, we've procured all those items. This office still stands that if they need medical personnel, and in fact, a few minutes ago, I got a call from the president of the Burn Society to say that if they require personnel from throughout the country, they can mobilize. And like that, many medical teams have come forward to support us if we need assistance. But the health workers have been admirable in managing the crisis themselves. And to answer your question, you know, we also brought in supplies for the people in the area, for the healthcare workers, for the firefighters, the emergency services. We brought in bottled water, energy drinks, energy foods, fruits, and all those kind of support for them. And it seems that there's a lot of support that's coming from the community, so not any more is required. Mm-hmm. Besides the ongoing support for the patients, and if the hospital is required, we do have the medical consumables. But the main problem now is to fix the infrastructure at the hospital itself, because the emergency department is damaged. Part of the theater of the department is damaged, and some of the ICU patients had to be moved because they're uncertain about the structural damage to that part of the hospital. So that's a priority that has to be fixed. Mm. And those people whose homes were damaged, that needs to be sorted out too, and we'll just take it paid by ear and see what's required and what can be done in the days going forward.
And it's made worse, the damage to the hospital, because we know there's the ongoing conversation, has been an ongoing conversation, in fact, in this country about the state of the hospitals and how many are already in such a poor state. And now you've got one damaged by an explosion, and it'll probably not be fixed in the next week or two. It'll take quite a while.
No, it's going to take a long time. Remember, it's December. Nobody works now. No construction companies are going to come on site now. Even if they want to come on site, there's no workers. This is going to take a long time. You know, but it depends on how badly it's damaged and, you know, the engineers to make an assessment. I think the health infrastructure people from the National Health were there today also to have a look around the building. And if it can be sorted out quickly, we don't want another repeat of Charlotte Makeke, which is still undergoing, you know, repairs and not in all parts of the hospital. We just cannot afford another hospital being delayed for infinity. So we need decisive intervention and to get the job done as soon as possible.
And what happened today is a tragedy made worse because, of course, this was not just any ordinary explosion. A gas tanker exploded, and as we now know, at least 9 people dead, dozens more have been injured. Many of them have severe burn wounds. What should we do in the case of a fire emergency if we're nearby? Because when you look at some of the videos, people appear, or in fact were unable to figure out what they needed to do to even help some of the worst affected?
There's not much you can do to prepare for this. I mean, people come out for good purpose. Whenever you see a fire in a shack or water in flood situation or bad weather or hurricanes, people, South Africans by nature, are those who want to help other South Africans. It's something that we see over and over again. In the KZN floods, old people were floating in their homes. People who are not divers, who are not swimmers, who are not specialists, climb into the windows and pull them out. You know, and people came to each other's assistance. People, as the river was, the water was rising 8 meters in 45 minutes, people started screaming, coming out of the houses to help the neighbors get out and call for boats to take them away. Same in the situation. When there's fire taking place in informal settlements, people grab each other, they help friends, they help neighbors, they pull them out. So in this situation, people saw fire, but didn't know what the cause of the fire was. The fact that it was close to a hospital makes you worried because the patients are fine. And people are starting to move towards that for two reasons. Either as onlooker curiosity or to see if they can do something to assist. Nobody expected tankers would explode at such sudden, but without any warning. And in that process, unfortunately, all those around were affected in a big way. 163 people affected by the burns, 6 nurses from the hospital, 1 doctor from the hospital, you know, and 9, some say 11 passed on, 24 to 27 with severe injuries. All that happened, but people who went there or got injured went there in good faith. And of course, you can see the outpouring of support from the neighboring communities. It's just who South Africans are. We stand for each other, we take the risk, and we dare to support each other. And that's why this major disaster happened.
Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman, founder of Gift of the Givers, thank you for your time as always.